Tosfos on Daf Mem Aleph. The top Tosfos says when the Ein Birchas Seim Shavos, that's not a machlekas. Rashi explains, for instance, a radish and an olive, and there's no machlekas because one doesn't part to the other. Even Rabbi Yehuda Amoida, that there's no adifus in the Zion. Meaning he makes a bracha whichever one wants first, and then he makes a bracha on the other one. So too, we can say Rabbi Yehuda Amoida to Chacham, since the Gemara didn't say mutav, that shenema, because a yachid is moed l'rabin, and not a rabin moed l'yachid. So Rashi asked, let him make a bracha on the radish and pat the desires. As we said earlier, someone makes a bracha on the fruit tree, b'er p'yadam is yaitzus. He said there it's different, because there's only one mean. And he made a mistake, and made a bracha b'er p'yadam. But here, once he makes b'er p'yadam on the radish, it doesn't pater its friend, it's b'er p'yadam, it's even b'diavit. We said earlier by the story about Kapara that he made a Barpi Adama is more chashav than Shahakal because it's more clear. So here too, by Barpi Eitz should be more chashav than a Barpi Adama. So Tosfos says no. Barpi Eitz is not as chashav from comparison to Barpi Adama as Barpi Adama is in comparison to Shahakal. And this is the Halachas Gedolah says that Barpi Eitz should come before Barpi Adama because Momavur, that's according to the Maskana later on, that they argue Dafka when the Brachas are not equal. That they argue also when the brachos are not equal, and pass like Yehuda, that you go by the Zayaminim. But according to the Lashon, it says they don't argue in Birchas Seim Shavuos. The Halachas Gedolos won't be able to be come out according to it. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha of Tznayim. The Zayas makes a brach on the Tznayim. So you see, make by Pri Adama, even the part of Pri Eitz, even though the Zayas, which is in the Zayaminim, and Avad, if you have roasted beans, which is also in the Zayaminim, you make a Pri Adama to part of the apples. Therefore, it says you have to be knowing like this, as we said earlier, when it's Ein Birchas Seim Shavuos, like apples and cloyas, that you should make first the Bar Pri Adama and pata that. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Lahagdim is the machlaikas. Rashi, the Reed says, according to his Girsa, it comes out that Rabbi Yirmiyah said, whoever's mukdim, like Rabbi Yehuda only. But Rabbi Shmaya Girsa, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, and comes even according to the Chacham. And speaking of it, he doesn't have anything chavav more than that. One over the other, then you go by smuggling the pasuk. If it's chaviv, avad, chacham hold chaviv first. Because even Shami negay, shivus meaning the chacham say, make a bracha on whatever one who wants, meaning what's chaviv. And if Yosef is a milsvah, penafshan says it doesn't make sense, because later on it's mashma, the number of Yosef, and it comes out according to review the dafka, because of Chizur Amnuna, we're sitting in a suda, so he says, don't you hold the Yosef, then it says, kala mugdam. So the what's the argument? No, what's the reason review that says Mazayim Minim Adiv? What a difus is Shaykh? Since you can't pata any other minim, so the answer difus is which one comes first? Gefen k'dei Rav Yisrael, meaning if you didn't eat leaves or branches enough of Rav Yisrael, wine is chayv. But if you ate enough of Rav Yisrael, water is not chayv because it's more liquidy, it's more soluble, and it goes down quicker. Except for the keli. But when you measure with wine, you need a bigger shear because wine is thicker and it flows over before it falls from the cuffs, revius yain. If there was water, it would go out much quicker by a revius. Then we say kli balabatim, that's talking about a wooden kli, as it says, the shear that has to hold a pomegranate. So they brought before them a date and a pomegranate. And this was not done to eat the meal with it, because if not, as the bread would be an ikka, that would be a tafel. And we said, Mivorach al ikka poitas atfela. So he said, this is second to Eretz, but where there is chita, zayis, or sa'orim and tamarim, even though they're both shav in the Eretz, whatever's first in the pasik, to the first Eretz, goes first to the bracha. Brought before them figs and grapes before the meal, for instance, they don't come to as a side dish for the bread, only as a dessert. Possible of a kistin, Taisa says, needs a bracha before, but it doesn't need a bracha achreina, only by nefashas rabbis, just like rice and millet that we said to make by nezenis, but soif leklum, meaning by nefashas, since he put in a lot of amens. Rashi says, even if you ate from them after Mechsa Mosin, Taisa doesn't like that, because it said earlier, whatever has chamesh minim needs a bracha, achas mein shal, shal michya, and this that he says kistin, he should say erez adoichin, therefore he must speak, that he speak about it in the middle of the meal before Mechsa Mosin. And that's what he's saying. Except for bread, that possible of a kiss that comes in the middle of the meal before Bichsa Mosin, that doesn't need a bracha la'achrav because it's part of Bichsa Mosin. Even according to Rosh because it's a dove amud. But without a suda, even la'achrav, you have to make a bracha achas mein shalosh, meaning ala michya. Therefore, he doesn't mention pas or zedech and bread made out of millet and rice, because even without a suda, you don't have to make a bracha achas mein shalosh afterwards. We don't pass like Rosh Hashanah, like a Rafunah of Nachman, because Allah is not like a yachid b'makom rabin. Yain pat is all mashka. The chayyur is speak about wine without a meal. Because if it's with bread, then it's already potter with bread. Because even wine, we want to say later on that it potters. If not for the reason that's kvei brachal atzma. It's speak about loy sudan. Nevertheless, wine potters. And the halacha is not like that, because from bread potters, the halacha is not like him, only like the psakar papa. So this that he says, wine potters, we don't pass like him. It says, Dvarim b'am sechasud, the machmas sechasud, Rashi says, to eat as part of the bread. They don't need a bracha because it's tafel. Tess doesn't like that because it's a Mishnah. It says you make a bracha on the ikar and the pot is a tafel. What does it come to teach me? Even more, we ask later on that wine should also pass, the bread should pass. What's the kasha? When you drink wine, it's not a tafel to the bread. And we're talking about something that's a tafel to the bread. And you can't say, like Rashi says, the bread should pass the wine when he soaks the bread in the wine. Because then the wine would be a tuffle, because they're on fasting, you should make a bracha of the halal in this wind. And Avad is speaking about when you're drinking it. He says even more in Shreya and Rashi, because Dvarim Habom Shleim Machmas Asud B'Sech Asud, like cereal, beets, cabbage, that's not side dish, and they come to satiate you and nourish you, they need a bracha before, because it's not a tuffle. But a pot of Echse Mazel, because it's been a Mazel, that doesn't like it, because the Mishnah says, Be'ech HaLapas, pot of HaPeres. And the Gemara explains, Zuhu Adin, any Ma'asik there, and things that come after the meal. Rashi says for fruits, and even brought in the middle of the meal, not to as a side dish. They need a bracha both before, because it's not a tafel, and both afterwards, because Vichas Mazon doesn't pat them, because it's not Mazon. Like Rav Shesha had said before, that if they brought dates and figs in the middle of the meal, I'm sorry, figs and pomegranate in the middle of the meal, that you need a bracha both before and afterwards. So it's not like the Lahichas, the Kamlaka of Nachman Karavuna. Therefore, the Rishon says, Dvarim Bav Machmas Sudim Sechasudim, meaning things that used to come in the middle of the meal, bread that you usually eat with the bread, for instance, meat, fish, and any pots, items, and brought in the middle of the meal, they don't need a bracha b'fneim and lachreim, even if you ate them in the middle of the meal on their own without dipping the bread in. Since it comes because of the bread, and the bread potters them. But things that don't come usually in the middle of the meal, for instance, dates, pomegranate, and other fruits that you don't usually eat the bread with it, they need a bracha before, because it's not part of liftan, and therefore the bread doesn't pater them. That's the Rav Nachman or Rav Huna earlier that says you need a bracha lifneim, but you don't need l'achreim. L'achra sud the regards, but we're not gargis, dvorim bo'am b'hach, and the sefer, this is what a pshat. If he brought things that we mentioned after the meal, meaning after they already finished eating bread, then the bread doesn't pater them at all. It's like as if they ate them without a suda, whether it's things that come because of the suda, or things that come, machmas suda, need a bracha lefnei lachreim, because all these things that we said, now we don't have this din, because the minik, our minik is once or moishach from bread, klal, till after Bechus HaMazon, as soon as we eat peiros or anything before Bechus HaMazon, our das is to eat bread at all times, and we pass on the Pesach HaRapapa, so therefore we don't consider it after the meal, until you're actually benched. So the Gemara said, wine also, bread should pater it, because wine that comes because of the suda, because he drinks many times, because if not for the suda, he wouldn't drink and let the bread pater. So he says, yain is going to bracha lots. Rashi says, many places it comes, and you make a bracha, even though you don't need to drink. For instance, kiddush b'chus erison. The Rashi explains, because you have to make a bracha on the wine by priya gofen. And when it's grapes, you make by priya eitz. But on other mashkin, you make a shakal near the water. But the Rambam says, that other mashkin, like water, beer, that comes in the middle of the meal, the bread paters them. That even wine would pater them, if not for that it's kvei bracha l'atzma. Not like the Machzviti, the road, you make a bracha for the water every time you drink. Even middle of the meal, because it's limlach. Why isn't he asked there? Because of wine is zan, but water doesn't give you nourishment. As I said, Neidu Ramazan, the Peshitta doesn't part the bread, because it's not part of Birchas Apas. But, says Taisus, the Rehan there, every time would say, you shouldn't make a bracha on any mashkin abom sechasuda. And the reason why the bread patas all these things abom shvila, and the wine also patas all the mashkin, because the ikar mashkin is. And this is the head for all mashkois. Therefore, that's the ikar, and the other mashkois are tafel, inyan bracha. Therefore, mashkin, they come because of suda, they come for the bread to make sure that you soak the food in, and you can't eat without drinking. Therefore, the bread patas them, except for wine, as the Gemara says, the reason. And for this reason, it's very good why we make a bracha on Pesach and the Chazeres. The world asks, why don't we say, Nami Bar Pri Adama on the other Yerukas doesn't pater? Because since there's Nagoda and there's Hal, Yom Sir Das. And Vada, the reason is because the Chomer Kaveh Choiv, that you have to eat it, therefore it's not part of the meal. So therefore it's like Dvar Obon, Ginlov Machasud, the past Paitrisa. And therefore, you don't have to make another bracha later on when a Bar Pri Adama on the Mar. Even though it's not part of the Suda. This is the end of Tosfos, Daf Mem Aleph.